The interview.
Joe Kent is running for Congress. He's taking on Jamie Herrera Butler, and what he's seeing happening right now across not just the state of Washington, but ultimately what will it sort of feels like is inevitable around the country is vaccine mandates, which is something he is very strongly opposed to. And he joins me now to explain why. Now, I think some of it goes without saying, but what is your general philosophy when it comes to mandates, whether we're talking about vaccines or masks?
Yeah, so I mean, really, I think this is an incredibly important issue. It's taking away a lot of people's individual choice and then also really giving the government a great tool of being able to track who will and who will not comply. I mean, so we saw the mask mandates go into effect, and those kind of gave a visual recognition. You could tell if people were complying with the mandates or not. But if you want to get complete and total control of a society, of a population, you really need to know if people will comply. And I think the vaccines and the vaccine mandates and vaccine passports are just a tool that the government, from the federal government to the state government, is going to use to determine who will do exactly as they're told, essentially.
Why do you think they want to do that? What's behind it?
Well, everything the Biden administration and in general the left, which Inslee is obviously a part of as well out here in Washington State, has been doing has been in an attempt to get more control of our society. From everything from H.R. 1 to trying to federalize and centralize elections, to the way that they've been driving the economy, using COVID as a means to take away people's First Amendment rights and their ability to earn a living independently, to get people on some form of universal basic income, and to continue to shut down small businesses for the benefit of large corporations. There's a massive transfer of wealth going on right now in our society from small businesses to large government and to larger corporations. So I think this is all just a part of that plan to get more centralized control.
Now, let's assume that that was the case. What's the argument against centralized control?
The U.S. Constitution and freedom. So freedom at the individual level, really. I mean, we have, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness here in America, and have the government come and take that away, as they've done with these draconian COVID lockdowns, in which they are seeking to continue, it appears, and really reach into our everyday lives and especially our schools and start to dictate who can go where. You have to submit to the vaccine passport, if you want to be able to do everything from keep your employment to, you know, attend a ball game, go to a concert. Pretty soon, I believe this is going to cross over into the digital space. The Biden administration's already said they're working hand in glove with the tech companies and the social media platforms to determine who's spreading what they consider to be disinformation about the vaccines. And I think a digital passport of sorts is probably in the works from the tech community and or from the tech sector and the private sector very soon.
What's so alarming in all of this is, and it's a good strategy, I get why folks on the left use it, they will shame anyone who is against a mandate by just calling them an anti-vaxxer. I've made this point multiple times on the show today. The idea that someone pushes back against a mandate is not an indication that they are anti-vaccine, the same way, you know, I'm against forcing people to vote for candidates that they don't want to vote for. That doesn't mean if the candidate is a Republican that I'm saying we should be forcing people to vote for. It doesn't mean I'm an anti-Republican. It means I'm actually for choice and freedom.
Exactly. We should be against government compulsion. I really, what I like to say now is that the whole discussion of science behind the vaccines and COVID is really out the window. I mean, we've seen it. The survival rates, we know what the at-risk demographics are. Right now, the government having this level of compulsion should make everyone stop and say, what are you guys trying to do here? What comes after this? Why do they want this degree of control? And I think to preserve the rights that make America unique and special, we need people to really start pushing back peacefully against these mandates.
Yeah, be sure to always say peaceful, because the second you say anything that might...
I know.
You use the word resistance, and all of a sudden the media will be claiming that you want to burn things down, which, of course, when when left-wingers actually said resistance and literally burned things down, they were all peaceful. Joe Kent is running for Congress in Washington's 3rd District. His website, joekentforcongress.com. Joe Kent, F-O-R, congress.com. Joe, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now this.